Model Test 30.
第一节，听下面五个句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相关的图画。听完每个句子后，你将有五秒钟的作答时间。每个句子听两遍。
Number one, in many countries, people have birthday cakes with candles.
In many countries, people have birthday cakes with candles.
Number two, put on your raincoat or you will get wet in the rain.
Put on your raincoat.Or you will get wet in the rain.
Number three. Camels are known as ships of the desert.
Camels are known as ships of the desert.
Number four.You are going to New York as an exchange student on June 24th.
You are going to New York as an exchange student on June 24th.
Number five. Little Bill is listening to the radio on the bed.
Little Bill is listening to the radio on the bed.
Number 2. 听下面五个句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相符的正确答语。听完每个句子后，你将有十秒钟的时间。来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每个句子听两遍。
Number six. I'm sorry, I broke your glasses.
I'm sorry, I broke your glasses.
Number seven.How about flying kites in the park this weekend?
How about flying kites in the park this weekend?
Number eight. Excuse me, where is the nearest hotel?
Excuse me, where is the nearest hotel?
Number nine, will you join in the discussion tomorrow?
Will you join in the discussion tomorrow?
Number ten, I will help you make a model plane.
I will help you make a model plane.
第三节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话听两遍。
Number 11. Are your parents both teachers, Li Ming?
No. My father is a postman and my mother is a teacher.
Are your parents both teachers, Li Ming?
No. My father is a postman and my mother is a teacher.
Number 12. Jack, I heard you had been a volunteer in a poor village.
Yes, the children there didn't have money to buy books, so I bought 50 books with my pocket money for them.
It was a wonderful experience. I'd like to join you. Jack, I heard you had been a volunteer in a poor village.
Yes, the children there didn't have money to buy books, so I bought 50 books with my pocket money for them.
It was a wonderful experience. I'd like to join you.
Number 13. Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me open the window?
Sure, it's really hot now.
Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me open the window?
Sure, it's really hot now. Number 14. Are you good at English or math, Jerry?
Neither. I do well in physics, and I also like it best.
Are you good at English or math, Jerry?
Neither. I do well in physics, and I also like it best.
Number 15. What can I do for you?
I'm going to leave Kunming for Shanghai tomorrow. I want to buy a train ticket.
What can I do for you?
I'm going to leave Kunming for Shanghai tomorrow. I want to buy a train ticket.
第四节，听下面两段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。 听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，听两遍。听第一段材料，回答第16、17小题。Hello,
Dylan.
Hi, Sally. I hear that you will take part in the speech competition.
Yes. Could I use your computer to search for some information?
Sorry, Sally. Mine is broken.
When will you repair your computer?
This Sunday.
Hello, Dylan.
Hi, Sally. I hear that you will take part in the speech competition.
Yes. Could I use your computer to search for some information?
Sorry, Sally. Mine is broken.
When will you repair your computer?
This Sunday. We are often told to be honest from a young age. Today, I'll share a story with you. Last year, I went to a small town for a visit. I lived in a small hotel. One day, I lost $50 that I remembered putting them on the table in my room. I felt very sad, so I entered the hotel manager's office and told him about that. He said he would call the police for help at once. While he was speaking, there was a knock at the door. The manager opened the door. A girl came in and put a wallet on his desk. She told me she found the wallet outside my room, and there were $50 in it. Thanks to the girl, I found my wallet. There are still honest people in this world.
We are often told to be honest from a young age. Today, I'll share a story with you. Last year, I went to a small town for a visit. I lived in a small hotel. One day, I lost $50 that I remembered putting them on the table in my room. I felt very sad, so I entered the hotel manager's office and told him about that. He said he would call the police for help at once. While he was speaking, there was a knock at the door. The manager opened the door. A girl came in and put a wallet on his desk. She told me she found the wallet outside my room, and there were $50 in it. Thanks to the girl, I found my wallet. There are still honest people in this world.